Welcome back. Blasphemous number 95, baby. On a sad day, how good. And our man's back after a few weeks hiatus, actually.
Back on the coast. Back down here.
One night only.
Don't stay around too long.
Not allowed to.
Yeah.
And then Lawler, as usual, always here, baby.
Solid, fresh as ever.
Before, it's not sport related, but we might as well talk about it because big concert tomorrow.
Yep. Huge. Prince, Newcastle.
Best band in the world, they say.
Best band in the world. The good kids coming in hot and heavy. You might even see a few performances from some of the boys, you know. Last time I went and seen him, I was up on stage. I think Cone's been up on stage a couple of times.
He's coming back in the country.
He should be, unless something happened to his flight last night. I haven't heard. He was flying with that dodgy airline that fell out of the sky on Monday. Did you hear about that?
Not the one from ages ago. Was there a recent one?
No, last Monday, or 2 weeks? No, yeah, last Monday, a flight left from Sydney to Auckland. I can't remember what the airline's called. Something dodgy as.
Tiger.
And it dropped out of the sky and put 5 people in a critical condition or something in hospital. Wow. One guy, like, hit the ceiling and, like, did something to his neck. And
what the fuck?
Cone was on the same airline but flew on Saturday. That happened on the Monday, and then you had to leave with him yesterday.
Fuck, how does a plane just stop?
Yeah, they don't know what happened. Oh, Chilean Airlines or something?
That sounds shit.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it.
There you go. So don't fly with whatever plane. Sounds like Chilean Airways.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll quickly run through some topics. We got the cricket, second test wrapped. The series against New Zealand wrapped up. We chased down 279. Highest successful chase against New Zealand in Test, led by the Bison, Carey and Skipper Cummins. I think last three fourth innings chases Cummins has been in. Surprisingly, Matt Henry on the other side got player of the series, though. Is that losing team, lose 2-0. He took 17 wickets at 15.7, but if you lose a series 2-0, can you really be a player of the series?
Yeah. Cam Green hit 173.
Yeah, that's actually, up there. I don't even know who got player of this. Oh, no, sorry, who would have been? Cam. Maybe Mitch Marsh. I don't think he bowled that well, though. And then Daryl Mitchell, one of the Kiwi players, channeled his inner Baz Ball, saying the New Zealand team isn't defined by outcomes. We're defined by how we play cricket, and hopefully we inspire our country to play the game.
Cricket must be tough over there, right? Yeah.
In terms of...
Oh, participation, they're all union players and rugby league players and warriors, and then you've just got the white kids that don't make any of that playing cricket.
Shout out to New Zealand cricket. They'll come good. The Women's Premier League, the Aussie Elise Perry, she made history. First ever 6-wicket haul, took 6 for 15, then backed up with the bat, scoring 40-0. Became the first player in men's or women's cricket to have taken a 6-wicket haul and a century in all 3 formats. The NBL Finals is set, baby. Start game 1 tomorrow. Melbourne United versus Tasmania and Jack Jumpers. Any predictions for the series? I haven't followed it.
Oh, Jack Jumpers.
Reckon?
I agree.
Daly's been balling out. His game popped up the other day, actually. I can't remember exactly what he scored.
Because I think Kings versus Jack Jumpers 1 year. They've been up there the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think they played them first year they made the...
Yeah, something like that.
In the final, we pumped them, but Kings all the way. Get us back to glory. Brian.
I just listened to an interview with him on the way over here.
Good?
Yeah, it was on the radio. He's pretty well spoken. Obviously, he's a fucking international basketball coach, but... Yeah, he just said when he came into the Olympic team, Paddy Mills and Joe Ingles and stuff just already had it sussed exactly what they wanted to do, and he just got to kick back and sort of ride through it. Yeah, the only time he really stood up was when they lost against USA and everyone had their heads down and stuff, and he's like, everything you've just spoken about in camp and leading up to it's all shit.
Yous are shit.
Yous are bums. Yous never get a medal because you get to this spot. You lose a game and then you've dropped your head. You've still got so much to play for.
I reckon, yeah. What would be the easiest professional sport to coach of the mainstream ones? Surely basketball's up there.
Baseball? I don't really watch baseball, but is there much you do there?
They like...
Make sure you hit the thing right.
Yeah.
Take the pitches out and shit like that. Like, if the pitcher is, like, going... Like, he's given up two hits or something, they go out and have a chat first. They always have a chat, which makes no fucking sense to me.
I could do that. I fucking love a chat.
They go out, they have a chat for 2 minutes, and then they sack you. I was like, why do you have the chat for 2 minutes if you're going to sack the poor bloke?
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, maybe baseball. Rugby league. Do you reckon rugby league would be hard?
Yep. Yeah, I reckon that would be one of the worst sports to coach. Mainly for the fans as well.
Are you serious? Have you not seen Dev? Are you saying you couldn't coach a dog with two hands like Dev? So passionate.
Yeah. But it's a good thing we won last night's game. Fuck, we'll get to that later.
USC 299 went off last week. Sugar Show, he defended his title. Destroyed Chito Vera, a bit of revenge. And then the Aussie JDM, 14 straight victories, KO'd Gilbert Burns. Devastating knee. Into the top five, maybe a title shot. Anything on the USC from you two?
Broke his arm, didn't he?
Yep. Oh, actually, I did have a fucking photo of that. I was meant to send that to myself. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know when he broke it. Early? I'm not too sure.
Did you see?
I think they said in the early stages of the fight, so yeah.
Fuck, how do you people do that? I guess adrenaline, but fuck, testosterone. Yeah. Like, broken arm, because it looked like it fucking snapped in half. Like, yeah. Surely that affects something.
Has yeah, you've to. Got to feel that when you punch someone in the face. Yeah. Oh.
Who was? Did you see the in the prelims? The Todd Taekwondo dude, the big guy, 6'7". I can't remember his name. It's like
the heavyweight something.
Yeah, Robert or something. He's won his last four fights in like 30 seconds or something. He head kicked this guy in the prelims last week. Slipped over. The guy started pushing him. He was going backwards, and he just went clap, clap, clap. Just knocked this bloke straight out, running backwards like falling. Just going, bang, bang, bang. Knocked out.
Rebellos.
Rebellos?
The Spine? No.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
He's a weapon.
What's the update on Cone's fight?
Oh, mate, he's been in New Zealand. It's all coming. It's coming. When he gets back from New Zealand, he's looking and blah, blah, blah. He's ducking, mate. He's ducking. He's scared.
He doesn't want the smoke. Has he got an opponent lined up now? Or just
No, you don't have an opponent lined up till you're
no film. Fight. Doesn't get a chance to do any film. Would Cone be a big studier?
Nah.
I reckon. If I were in a fight, I'd know his address.
Maybe. Go and watch him through his spy on him. Maybe. I don't know.
Cone.
He just wants to get in and just bang on with anyone, I think. I don't think he really cares.
I'm keen to see how he goes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Dominant?
Yeah, you're dominant.
USC champ in what, 5 years?
Yeah. Well, he's, what is
imagine
he,
that. 26? Imagine if he just like...
He's 26, but is he too old?
Nah, I reckon the older you are, the more the more composed and stuff you'd be.
Yeah, you can be in a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to... Well, yeah. If he was to go on a run, it'd probably take him like 6 years.
Yeah.
So he may not have a long career, but like he'd have fucking like probably 5 years at the top maybe.
He really backs himself on the ground.
The ground.
Saying all the right things. Now he has to just actually fight.
Yeah.
That's probably the hurdle.
It's coming up, apparently. It's
probably
the
hurdle between him and world champion is actually having a fight.
A world champion mindset, but...
The other little one was 2 weeks ago. Aussie Stevie Ursine, I believe his last name is. He's on the cusp of one of the fastest title shots in UFC history. He's in a two-horse race with some Russian bloke, but he's been tipped because they fought on the same card and Ursing knocked the bloke out, but the other bloke went to a decision. And then Shuivasa, baby, fighting tomorrow in the main event, UFC Fight Night. I think he is he the favourite? Slight favourite, $1.88 to $1.96. Marcin Tybura?
If you had said Marcin Gortat, then I would have lost my shit. Old NBA, NBA centre, the bald dude.
Yeah, what? Wizards legend.
Yeah.
Double threat every night,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, correct. Get him in your fantasy.
I need him. My team's shit. I'll get Tuivasa. What's knockout pant? Oh, only $2.08.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, it has to be.
I'll go the round. Round? Fuck. 360 round 1, 775 round 2, 12 round 3, 23 round 4, 31 round 5.
360 round 1.
I like round 2.
I think I was going to go round 2.
Well, how much was round two?
775.
Oh, wow, that's odds. Wow. Almost 360 double.
Well, this Marcine has 11 wins, 7 losses, 4 by knockout, 3 by decision. He's lost submission. He's lost his last 3. Oh, no, it's Volk. Sorry, Volk.
Not Volk.
Fuck you, Tuivasa. Shout out, Volk. He'll be back. Yeah, stick with Tuivasa, baby. The boxing. I don't know if you've followed the card on Wednesday at all. The Aussie scene. The two NRL boys, Curtis Scott.
Dalton. Yeah.
Joey Lele was second round. See you later.
I'd like to see the fight. I haven't seen any videos or anything of it.
Nah, I didn't. Oh, I saw the knockout. Sorry. The knockout looked piss weak.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't clean. But he fractured his eye socket, apparently.
Did he?
Suspect.
He didn't even look like he hit his eye.
I got no idea.
He grazed the top of his head.
That's just the reports. Joey, soft. Get back in the NRL.
Yeah. No, we don't want him back there either.
Not the Tigers?
And in the main event, she had Sammy Goodman. He showcased why he's number one contender. He dispatched fellow Aussie Mark Slibes, or whatever his name is, in 4 rounds. And then the other Aussie, unfortunately, went down. Isaac Hardman got stopped in the 8th round of their fight for the WBO Intercontinental Middleweight title. So, don't know where he goes from here. I think he's lost his last... Or he's lost 3 of his last 5, maybe.
Who's that, sorry?
Isaac Hardman, the head sprinter.
Oh, really? Yeah, right.
I think he lost a couple... Then he got back on track for 1 or 2, and then he lost again. So, in a crossroads, probably going to be...
I really zoned out there. Hey? I was wondering what that bit of cardboard was there and why it was that shape. And you're like, he's lost 3 of his swine.
I was like, what the fuck are you looking at? Strong. He hasn't been on for a while, so just any lay of the land for the world surf, for the surfing at the moment.
What are we in Portugal at the moment still?
Portugal says next call's in 9 hours. I don't think it's...
Yeah, started. It hasn't been on for the last couple of days. It's been...
Has anything happened since the two Aussies won? No.
Who? Joel, Jack and...
Molly.
Molly, yeah. That
has
was,
there been an event since?
That was Sunset, and then we come... Nah, then we come straight to Portugal, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Portugal, huge waves normally, isn't there?
Yeah, it's been pretty shit. Like, there have been a couple good ones, but every day has been pretty shit.
Who's...
There's not many Aussies left. I think Jack got knocked. John got knocked.
Really?
Gabby is just on an absolute tear. I think Ethan Ewing is still in there. That might be it.
Marshall versus Colapinto. Ewing versus... Who? Moroccan? Is that a Moroccan guy?
Where? Ramsey. Ramsey, Bohegan. He says good. Medina...
Colapinto. Oh, is there 2 Colapintos?
Yeah. Oh. His little brother's on the tour this year. Strong. There was a bit of a charge from the San Clemente, California crew last year. They got 3 guys on tour. Crosby, Cole, Cade. They're all young blokes, and they all surf together, train together, and they all made it.
Are they like the Norhead?
Yeah, kind of like Norhead. Probably not as top shelf as us, but... But they've been surfing like shit, so...
Nor ahead of this.
These Americans, these Yanks.
The women's side, they're down to 4. Tyler Wright, the only Aussie. She's versus Western Webb. And then Pete Lakey versus DeFay. Strong. What about the local scene on the surfing? Any popped off? Apart from surfers, you can talk a little bit about.
Well, you know our boy Slatsy has been absolutely robbed 2 weeks in a row.
Bullshit.
Central Coast Surfers. I don't know who their judges are, but they've got a vendetta against Ryan Allen.
They've got to be blind.
Got to be blind, yeah.
They're probably at the Prince of Slats the night
before. Yeah, yeah. You know, you have more beers equals more spray, we've worked out. So we've been loading him up on beers, and he's been throwing heaps of spray.
But how far did he get?
He made it to the round of 64.
Oh, okay.
So he won 3 heats, I think.
Any other boys in it? No.
Nah, no one. No one that we would like. A few really good guys that don't know who we are.
Fair enough. Then the football world. We had Sam Kerr apparently spent time behind bars after her alleged incident. And now her legal team's fighting that she said the phrase stupid white cop, not stupid white bastard. So I don't know if you... Have you seen that stuff with Sam Kerr?
Yeah, a little bit. Not heaps. What's the difference between cop and bastard? That's not what we're looking at, is it?
Same thing. I don't know what. Surely that's not going to reduce the punishment. You still say the word white. I don't know what the charge is, to be fair.
Yeah, but is that racist saying what? I mean, anything else, yeah, is racist, but what?
I don't know. I feel like just anything you say colour would be racist. Yeah, they're obviously varying degrees, but fuck.
She's pretty much white, though, isn't she? Like, pretty much.
No, what do we say? Indian?
No, I think... Indian, was it said, Indian?
Yeah.
She's from Asia. We did look at hers. Yeah.
I thought she was Aboriginal.
So did I.
No?
Yeah.
We looked at it last week. It was an Asian country.
No, it was India because I said it was a shithole and I'm never going back.
No, that was after the cricket.
Yeah, okay.
Because we asked who we
had. Either way, I really wanted to say it again.
Yeah, her father was born in Calcutta, to an English father and an Indian mother. So her dad has an Indian mother, English father. And then her mother doesn't really say what she was. But she got a bit of Indian in her bit, and a bit of English. Shout out Dan Kerr, her brother. We mentioned that last week too. How old's Dan Kerr?
What does he do with himself?
30. Oh, heaps.
He's 40. Dan Kerr, 40. I think Sam Kerr's 30.
Yeah.
Dan Kerr.
AFL player. Oh,
is he?
Yeah.
Had quite,
weapon.
Had quite the off-field career as well.
Yeah. Did he fit in real well around this scene?
Oh, I might have to Google him.
And then the other... I didn't even know this happened until I got sent in the group chat by Tommy Dev. New A-League team. As Tommy Dev said, how the fuck are they expanding the league? They had mass redundancies earlier this year.
Going again, billionaire owner.
Yeah, he owns the Vegas Golden Knights as well.
Yeah.
Where's the team coming out of?
Auckland FC.
Auckland FC. Yeah. Tell them not to get a sponsor off Chilean Airlines, that's for sure. Didn't go for sponsors or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Auckland FC, any thoughts on you, as our general, as our A-League expert?
Yeah, I think they've pushed promotion and relegation for years on the back of the Mariners just being trash for like a solid decade.
But we're back, baby.
But yeah, we're back now. But yeah, they still want to push the expansion and stuff, so it's a very confusing time for Australian football.
They can't have experience. Our club's not good enough.
No, I'm not sure where they're coming, like where these players are going to come from to make it competitive.
Maybe a code switch for Roger.
Picking up jerseys.
Because how does the expansion work? Because there's no way they've got money for a second division unless it's like based in Sydney or Melbourne, like strictly your second division.
That was pretty much it. You had to nominate teams. There might have been one or two from Perth, and then two from Adelaide, rest from Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. So actually, when you say it that way, it's a nationwide comp. But
That's going to cost so much more money that the A-League definitely does not have.
Yeah, that's true. But you get the likes of like Appiah Leichhardt, are like a massive club in Sydney, and they'll get a chance to go to the A-League.
They won't make it, bums.
Leichhardt Oval
breeds good players.
So, I don't know. I think they're coming in next year, aren't they? Auckland FC?
No, I think that'd be... Or maybe. I swear that seems 2024. Like too close.
I saw they come in 2024.
Yeah. Steve Corica, manager?
Yeah. Starting fresh, too. They've announced no signings. So that's why I was like, surely it can't be next year.
That's what I was... Yeah, that was my train of thought just then, but...
Does it gonna have anything? Who cares? Shout out the A-League. Anything else on the A-League? Actually, our man, I think I saw, I don't know if it was confirmed, but I didn't double check, Josh Nisbet leaving the Mariners.
Yeah, I seen that. To Melbourne City.
Disgusting. Yeah. I'm assuming because Sydney have the connection to Europe, don't they?
That's right, yeah. They got the City Group where you've got fucking like eight clubs that he can
go to.
Ship to, but wouldn't you just go straight to that club instead of having another year in the A-League?
Because that's what another, we had two blokes leave. I can't remember the other bloke. It was Josh Nisbet and another bloke were leaving.
Max Ballard?
Yes. Yeah. But he's going overseas.
To Portugal. To the Mariners connected club.
Oh, do the Mariners have one?
Yeah.
Fuck, we're moving up in the world.
Yeah, this team in Portugal, they've already sent a player this way.
The bloke you said has the worst first touch. Not him?
Yes, him. Yeah, it is him. Yeah. So they've already sent a player this way. Mariners had links with Sheffield United and... then Everton, I can't pronounce this Portugal side now, but yeah, Ballard's going that way. But then Nisbet to go to City doesn't make sense.
No, just win a comp first and then fuck off to Melbourne City.
Well, that's like you'll leave at season's end, but still go overseas.
Yeah. And then Arnie didn't pick him again.
Yeah.
Arnie, if you want to win a fucking World Cup.
You think it's his height?
Like, possibly. Are you fair? You're a soccer, former soccer player yourself. 5'2", too small.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, for soccer?
Yeah. Midfielder?
No. Nah. He's got some speed. Good strength.
Yeah, like he's diminutive. Yeah, he's like the informed player of the A-League at the moment. Like, Messi's small.
How Messi 5'6", you reckon?
That seems about right, I think. You just need a standalone A-League podcast. The amount of shit you know is unbelievable.
I know shit.
I'm into my research now. I parked up around the corner.
He's been up since 4 a.m. Messi, 170 centimetres. Not as small as I thought. Actually, what was Nisbet? 160, I think.
157, was he?
Josh Nisbet. Fuck, I've done a lot of Google searching Josh Nisbet in the last week. 160, so 10 centimetres shorter. He was 5'2", so Messi 5'5", 5'6". Shout out. There's A-League chat for another week.
Oh, we haven't even spoken about the AFC Cup.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Disappointing, but through.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. You go over to India, you take a nil or draw every day. So the boys are through to the semi-final.
So if we make the final, is that the comp? It's not the Asian Champions League, is it?
No. This is the second div. We're playing plate here. We're playing the Asian plate.
How the fuck do you get into...
If we win this... We'll go into the Asian Champions
League. Any of the A-League teams in the Champions
League? Yeah. Melbourne City and...
Yeah, because they finished top of the ladder.
Yeah. Bullshit. And then... I don't know who the other team is.
Imagine Mariners... Fuck, I know we have played it. Imagine Mariners playing the Asian Champions League against like these powerhouses coming to Central Coast Stadium.
They had that Chinese team come over that spent like... millions and millions of dollars. Shanghai Shenhua.
Oh, yeah.
They had players that should have been peak Premier League playing at Central Coast Stadium.
And we beat them.
Yeah.
And they had to stay at the fucking, the Mantra across the road.
Stay at the Beery.
So when do we play next?
A couple of weeks' time against, I don't even know how to pronounce the country. It's not Kazakhstan, but it's like Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, fuck.
Kyrgyzstan? I've never... Where's it?
I couldn't tell you the team name. I know. All I know is the stadium over there holds 2,000 people.
Huge.
They actually do...
Adish Atar.
Surely it's a sellout.
Hey?
FK Adish Atar Khan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They are Kazakhstan.
No, they're...
I think it is. They're playing the KRAS Premier League, which is, professional football of Kazakhstan.
That's not Kazakhstan.
There's no A in that.
This can't be a country then.
Because it's not Kazakhstan, it's not a country. So I've done some research as well. So apparently there's world rankings for every club. So the Mariners currently are the 483rd best club in the world.
Out of how many? We don't know.
Fuck if I know. No.
Have to be what?
Sorry, I don't have those stats.
It'd have to be what, 1,500? Maybe not, actually.
No. There's a team here, Taichung Futuro. They're 6,861. So these are the teams remaining in the comp. We just knocked out Adija that were 2,446th. And we're now versing Abdish Atar Kant.
From Kazakhstan,
if it's not Kazakhstan, they don't exist. I don't know where the boys are flying to. 3,249. So
they're 3,000 ranked.
They're statistically worse than Adija. They're like 800 teams worse than Adija.
And they're like 2,000 worse than us.
Yeah, they're like 2,800 worse than the minor.
Who's
Mariners,
at the top of that list?
I don't know because I took a screenshot.
Probably Man City.
Yeah.
Nah. Real Madrid or Bayern, I reckon.
Maybe Bayern. I want to know. I know it's not, but fuck, how good would it be if that's just one bloke's come up with this list? He just watches every minute of football. Yeah. Just comes up with his world rankings. But follow up from Kyrgyzstan, it borders Kazakhstan to the north, Uzbekistan to the west, and China to the east and southeast. So, I'm still not sold as a country, but if you're from there and listening to the podcast, reach out. what are they? Yeah, I don't know.
I've actually seen a couple of Instagram reels of Kazakhstan. It looks beautiful.
Does it?
It actually looks pretty beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a trip just before the Mariners play and then cross the border.
We can do our 100th show from Kazakhstan. current top 10 are European clubs. So might not be in the world, but you'd assume so. Man City, number 1. Liverpool, number 2. Bayern Munich, 3. Arsenal, 4. Real Madrid, 5.
Strong 5. Mariners, 6. Oh, no, so that's European.
European,
if
yeah.
If it's world, Mariners probably top 10.
Easy. Well, they've got, yeah. They've got Leipzig in there. So, yeah, Mariners would beat them.
Anything else from the A-League?
Surely not. Surely there's nothing left to talk about.
Nah, Mariners just rolling on though, top of the league now. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to hear.
Fight above 08. We're probably pound for pound the best club in the world.
Them and, Opta don't bring in pound for pound rankings, but
maybe that's what we do. We're pound for pound now. We'll come up with that. And then the NRL. A little twist onto the Spencer Leigh news saga. Apparently, Spencer was on the receiving end of a derogatory remark just moments before he made the comment to Ezra Mann. Spencer has privately confirmed this, but he won't come forward due to his upbringing in Mount Druitt, where you don't snitch or dob on anyone. That was told by a reporter, I can't remember who.
I think it was Buzz Rothfield.
Was it Buzz?
I think it was, yeah. Even Spencer got on the sauce.
It wouldn't surprise me if something was said, but like, fuck.
Is 8 games too much?
I said 8 games. I said I reckon he'll get about 8 games.
I don't know if you've been following Hobawade. Have you seen his Instagram and shit like that?
Which one? Which Hobawade?
John. There's so many of them, hey.
He posted, fuck, what was it? The Surgeon 555. Great Instagram name. He posted a meme, which we didn't show, but we looked at last week. But I think he followed up with, maybe it wasn't Hopper. It was someone, they posted just a photo screenshot of like the last few punishments for racial abuse. And I think the max someone got was a game.
No, I think Hopper had the Monk A, Monk B, Monk C. I think that was his post.
Yeah, I remember that one, but I thought he posted another one about the last, there's been like 5 instances of racial abuse. I think the latest was like 2010. Paul Gallen, I think, was the last to do racially abuse someone. But I think the most someone got was a game, which, fuck, it's a stiff to go from a game and fines and that to all the way up to 8. I think they felt the pressure. I think if Latrell and all those boys didn't come out, they would have given him 4 weeks, maybe. But I reckon since everyone came out and was like, fucking, this is disgusting, bad look for the game.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck, we've got to do this. We've got to, like, go real hard on this.
Probably 2010 was so long ago. Like, I know racism is racism, but
14 years ago,
the world has moved a lot in those last 14 years, and you can't.
Cannot tell me there hasn't been a racial slur slung around in an NRL game for 14 years. There's no way.
Paul Gallen was fined $10,000 for calling Mickey Payer, legend, a black cunt.
Fuck, he didn't mince words there, did he?
Unbelievable. Yeah, so, but he's not a racist. Paul Gallen apologised. He did apologise. He goes, he's quote, I'm not a racist, but anyone who knows me knows that. Fair enough. I don't know.
Case closed, $10,000. Lovely.
Then the only other thing I had, although there was another couple, sorry. He copped 8 weeks and then, shout out the legal counsel who kept calling Spencer Leigh Luai and said that he played for Tonga when he actually played for Samoa. How the fuck you fucked that up?
it's such a high profile thing. You would think you would get those sort of details.
Someone should be checking that.
Yes, yeah.
I reckon just because Jerome was in the headlines so much, he just goes, oh, similar spelling. It's got to be said the same.
So stupid.
And then the other thing that came up back when they got into the scuffle at the hotel, the Roosters and Broncos, apparently JWH just walked in and stopped the back and forth immediately, saying something in the effect to, if we're going to do this, let's go outside into the car park.
Yeah, right.
Are you taking up the challenge if JWH, if you're a Broncos player, are you taking up the challenge with JWH?
I worked with JWH's older cousin. Fucking shocked me. Scaffies, no one's Scaffies. No one fucking, yeah. And so he moved from New Zealand over to Canberra and was playing over there. And my mate had come over and he was working in Canberra. And he was like, oh, fuck, cousin's playing down the oval. I'll go watch him. And he was like, I watched the whole game, didn't know who he was. And then at the end of the game, he came over and he just like shot up, was massive. He goes, he was the cousin that got picked on, would always cry and stuff. He goes, when he acts tough on screen, we all laugh because it's not him at all. So yeah, I'm taking it up. I'll bash JWH.
There you go.
Based on what old mate told me a decade. Yeah, what old mate told me a decade ago. So,
And then Oluquatu, who he has since unliked the Instagram post. He may have got done with the little accidental like about.
No, he came out and said something. He came out and did support he? As well. Yeah,
support of
Lenu.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I seen it on.
I checked the likes again, and he was not there anymore. But he did come out, and he was like, "He goes, I've been called coconut on field multiple times." So I think he was sort of. I didn't see like very strongly for Lenu, but he's like, it happens. Like,
yeah,
that stuff happens all the time on the field. So. Homoli, probably on that side. And then little Tigers one. Appy Korosau, forced to dye his hair. Do you see why?
Forced.
Because apparently the Tigers have a punishment where when you rock up late to training or a team meeting. So he rocked up a minute late and he had to spin a wheel and dye hair was one of the options he got. I don't know what else is on the punishment wheel, but I'm very fucking interested now.
What colour? Is that the frost? Is that the blonde that he's
Yeah,
been
just
rocking?
Blonde, yeah.
Yeah, righto.
That's the captain of the club. He's rocking up late to meetings.
Only a minute late, mate. Maybe a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
He's a busy man.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Goal kicking practice.
Hopefully. Needing for Supercoach.
Fuck, I hate Supercoach. Eh?
I'm back, baby. No, I'm not. And then we won't go too much into the NRL round. Oh, actually, we did mention it earlier. Might as well talk about it. Dogs. 30, Beach Sharks 25.
Good, eh? Fucking great. Really good.
First and foremost, I have never seen the referee. I've never seen that rule applied to any. I've seen the referee being in the way before and have never seen them just restart that play. Did you see?
No, I didn't see it.
So the Dogs scored and the Sharks fullback has run behind the ref and then tried to go back through him. Viliami kick out. No, it wasn't even the fullback. It was Braden Trindle.
Yeah, cover
so it. Braden Trindle, fucking, what, 70 kilos? Viliami kick out, 110 kilos, 5 metres from the line. So Trindle runs around, then runs into the ref. Kick out just goes there, scores. Fuck, happy days. It gets pulled up, and I'm like, surely there's no obstruction there. And the ref goes, just looking for a mutual infringement, and Braden Trindle running into me. And they pulled it back, no try, because the ref got in the way. I was like, get fucked. Like Blocker said, and I don't really want to side with Blocker, common sense. Yeah. Is Braden Trindle stopping Viliami Kikau 5 metres from the line?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Look, you said Blocker. I'm on the other side of Blocker.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Blocker's fucking useless.
There was some random shit in that first half of footy.
Shoulder charge, two
seconds. Yeah, Nikaru got Simbin fucking 7 minutes after the play. Unbelievable.
Did you think that was a send-off? I saw something.
Oh, like... yeah, I reckon. That was real bad.
It was pretty fucking
bad. If that got caught in live, I think you would have got sent.
What do you reckon? You get two, three weeks?
I don't know. They've been copping. It is contact to the head, though. I was going to say, the fines this year have been quite high. Like,
fuck, fines won't matter.
Yeah, but they're like 3 grand fines and stuff instead of the suspensions.
Probably take the fine. Unless you're
I'd
right.
take the fine.
Unless
sure.
you're a Maddo. You just take the two games.
Yeah, rest up. Yeah, I reckon it would have been a send-off if it was caught in live.
Any other contentious decisions that you got to get off your chest?
Fucking heaps of them. Heaps of them. What was the other one?
I don't know what they had. They had another did they have another disallowed try? No.
Probably.
They had Wilson stepped out. Idiot.
Yeah. You know what? Reed Marnie was really good last night.
Reed Marnie, very not underrated, just he's solid. He just does his job.
I don't know why we got rid of JMK, to be fair, but Reed Marnie was into everything last night and everyone. He was trying to fire the troops up. Yeah, good on him.
I tell you what, the Dogs.
That Dog's left edge looks real fucking good. Like, if it clicks, that'll be real good.
They've looked good defensively for, like, the first half both games.
Yeah. They've just fallen away. That's exactly what I said last night. Like, can't wait for this to be up for 9 more minutes and then drop away.
Like, last week, who'd they play? No, they didn't play. Or did they play Para?
Yeah.
I was going to say, last week, them and Para were in a tight game, and then Para blew them out, and then same again.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, just got to play two halves.
Pouassa.
Fuck me. Minus
sleeping
one.
Sleeping after kickoff. Yeah. First head up. How'd Cam McInnes...
Yeah, I don't know how that concussion works. He stumbled to McInnes.
Yeah.
He stumbled up.
Yeah, it's very, like, you've just gone fucking bang...
Face on face.
Face on face, first play of the game. Just give him 10 to assess him. Like, there's no way his head could not be rattled from that.
Yeah, I don't get the concussion or the doctor's bullshit. A lot of shit happened. Just random shit, as Lawless said.
Yeah, it was a real random first half.
If you're a Dogs fan, probably don't watch it again because, as we said, a couple of things went against you. Penrith, they won back on track, and then not too much. Obviously, 5 games left. We'll see how they go. I'll bring the tears back next week. Once I've got to watch the Tigers play first because they might shoot to the top. Haven't seen them. Actually,
Kane? Today?
Kane, yeah.
Yeah, today, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
You might as well actually give us a little hope season preview of the Tigers. First game.
It's all hope. That's what it is at the moment.
Are they going to avoid the three-peat?
I can't say that. No,
they're going to go three-peat spoon.
I'll tell you what, Benji's got some balls putting in an 18-year-old halfback.
I can't wait to watch him.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Is he playing half or 5'8"?
5'8".
Yeah, 5'8", sorry. Yeah, yeah. But it's hard enough to come. Like, if you're an 18-year-old half, they'd still try and bleed you in at the Panthers, even if you were the last option.
Hmm.
Having him run out for fucking wooden spooners.
Well, yeah, I was watching, I think it was Nathan Cleary on the new Cooper and Matty Johns podcast, and he was like, if my dad was there when I was 18, he wouldn't have dad moved me.
Yeah.
He was just like, who was their coach that time? Oh, Griffin, Hook. He's like, if Ivan was there, he's like, he wouldn't have, like, dad wouldn't have debuted me at 18. Because, as you said, a halfback too is crazy to debut that young. We'll see how he goes.
With Jaden Sullivan making the calls.
I think Aiden sees him right off the bench.
Well, like Cole down at Ozdag.
We're saying Caesar's injured. That's why he's not starting. And he might drop out of
The team entirely.
That's why he's moved to the bench. He's got a knee injury, but...
Oh, they have got Kapoa and Simkin on the bench. I guess that's a pretty straight swap. I don't know. Tigers. I don't think they'll get the spoon.
Who will?
Gold Coast. Nah, I don't know. Gold Coast are fucking terrible, but they do have Fafita to come
tough,
back.
The race for the spoon will be interesting.
I don't think the Dragons.
Well, I said the Dogs. Dogs went from like 21, maybe now 10.
Oh, in odds, you mean?
Yeah, in odds.
Yeah, I did say something like that.
They were real short.
Actually, Dolphins. Yeah. Depends how they look against the Dragons this week. They were fucking terrible last week. Bunnies. Bunnies, 15th at the moment, 2 games, struggling. Shout out the Cowboys, top of the table. Fuck the haters. We win the comp, win well. Anything else NRL related?
Nah.
Strong.
The trials in the NRL, so they played the trials at Central Coast Stadium, and then the night after they had the Mariners play.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Can you have a word with your boys to my boys, say stop playing the trial games before the Mariners?
Wrecking up the field.
Yeah. How's Nizzy going to do his thing? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think there's any, oh no, I think there's only two games at Central Coast Stadium this year in the NRL. Spewing. I think it's like the Roosters. I think the Dogs might be one, actually.
Sign me up. Not be there.
Moving on to the thoughts.
Oh, I think, sorry, I think Dogs are signing Jirai Momosia as well. I seen that this morning. Former Knight, went to Para, immediately released, and I'm like, oh, middle forward, immediately released, fucking.
Didn't they sign Saluka Fifita as well?
Yep.
Yeah. Strong. They just stockpiling forwards.
Yeah. Throw shit at the wall and hopefully it sticks.
There you go, shout out the Dogs. And couple little would you rathers from me. Would you rather have every movie you watch slowly turn into Shrek, or have every song you listen to slowly turn into All Star?
Shrek,
I think.
Yeah.
Imagine watching like a horror movie just slowly turns into Lord Farquaad now.
Yeah, Shrek.
Yep.
Like, you never get to see the ending of any movie.
Yeah, but Shrek,
the ending
yeah.
Of, it's happily ever
but
after.
The ending of Shrek is so good.
Yeah.
Fucking get over Shrek, but
yeah,
I need my music.
Well, you're on your, I'm an all-star. Get the game on.
Wow.
So both go on the Shrek side.
Yeah. There's no way I could do the song, actually. No way.
And then the other one. Clog the toilet at a date's house or at the office?
Office,
yeah.
I think the office is the play because yeah. As long as you don't get seen coming out. Yeah,
that's what the office is. Like, I work in a shared space in Wong now with like
a couple different companies.
Heaps of different companies.
As long as you don't get caught walking out and then someone walks in, you can play
a game. Yeah.
Or a date's house, yeah.
Date's house, do you try and fix it?
You're out the window, I reckon.
Do you try and throw it out the window?
You'd have to try and fix it. And then if you can't, as Bow said, you're out the window.
Yeah.
You should just knock on the door for 10 minutes. Hey, are you okay in there?
Yeah.
You'd love a left fucking half hour ago. Water spilling out the little gap under the door. Any thoughts or anything from you boys?
I swear I had something. I had another armpit one the other day. I seen it actually. It would come off an ad of a chick and a dude, and the chick had barely any the dude had barely any armpit hair. Had like about 5 little pieces. I am chockers under here. Why aren't we shaving it?
I have thought about shaving it. Never have. I've always been like, mate, do you shave it?
Why not? It's pointless that it just stinks.
I think I've shaved it once. Do you reckon you'd smell less with less hair?
I think.
I reckon, so. Yeah.
I think
especially
so.
Armpits, because that's like your sweatiest part, and like you'd assume. Yeah.
But would it feel rashy and weird?
Yeah.
I want to give it a go, but maybe. I also don't want to walk around armpit
hair. Have you got chest hair and stuff?
Yeah, I've got to shave it.
You shave your chest?
Oh, yeah, I shave my chest.
Okay. Yeah,
when it gets crazy.
Because I was going to say, I've got chest hair, but don't shave. So it'd look real weird me just having bald armpits.
Just shave your arms and your armpits. There you go, play on, shaving your armpits.
I'm going to say play on and I might try it.
I'm going to wait for feedback. I could be all for it, yeah.
Yeah.
Complete body shave.
Because I was trimming it with scissors, but I think it's come back. A lot heavier and fuller. So I was trimming it.
Yeah, I probably won't shave then.
Already have once.
Unless you got to commit to a
lifetime of shaving. I'll be 80,
You finally can't shave. You got that much armpit hair.
There you go. Bit of armpit talk. Anything from you?
Nah. Oh, Justin McPhan playing his baseball grand final today. This isn't really a thought or anything. He's gone, this will be if they lose today, 15th year in a row of losing in the grand final. 14th or 15th, yeah. So they won when I was 17, 32 in a couple of weeks, and they've made the final. I think they might have missed the final 1 year, but every other time, like, because we went when we were 17, so we're on the piss and we had like a ripper time. They won. It was like, it was great. The next year we tried to replicate that. They lost the next year. And then it was just like, It just sort of became we kept going, but it was laughable. Like, and the most ridiculous, like, they'd be up like 11-2 at the bottom of the ninth and lose 13-11. Like, just shit like that. So, Wildcats. They're versing Danny Smith's Rebels.
Strong.
At Baseball Park. I said to Jazzy last night, where's the game? He goes, Baseball Park.
Fuck, where else?
Of course, mate. Where the fuck is that?
I'm assuming Adcock?
I was going to assume Hilton Moore.
Maybe.
Over the back there, because I got a decent feel there, but...
Do you know?
Oh, no, no idea.
I'm just going to search Baseball Park. See what comes up.
Fenway Stadium.
Baseball.
But would you just, like...
That is laughable, isn't it?
Empire Ballpark. Oh, no, that's Western Australia. Definitely not playing there.
Fuck, I'll cancel my flight.
Yeah, it must be, yeah, Hilton Moore. Well, that was, yeah, fuck it. Baseball Park, shout out. If you're in the area, go to Baseball Park. And then, joke from you today on...
I've got one.
Nice.
What do you got?
What do you get when you cross a monkey's DNA and a human's DNA? Kicked out of the zoo.
Yeah, that's good.
Strong. Hey, done and dusted. 95 down. Another one down. See you next week. 5 stars, baby. Oh, shout out our multi. Gatsby into... Fuck, what's the other leg? Oh, Zoo Gotcha. Get us on the board for the punters, baby.
The place?
No, Gatsby to win, $2.15. Zoo Gotcha to place, $1.85. $4 boosted.
Strong.
Good luck to us. 5 stars.